This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Following a heavy exchange of strikes over the weekend, Lebanese state media and witnesses report Israel Monday resumed firing on Lebanese targets near the border between the two countries. AP correspondent Neon Kim reports.
Fighting has resumed between Israel and the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah, ending a short-lived calm after a heavy exchange of strikes over the weekend. Emergency services have been called to the coastal city of Sidon, where a car was hit. Local media said a man had survived the strike on the vehicle. Witnesses have also reported Israeli bombardment on the Lebanese border village of Tayir Hafa, shortly after Hezbollah announced it had targeted military surveillance equipment in northern Israel. I'm Nayan Kim.
A U.S. official told the Associated Press the latest round of high-level talks in Cairo, meant to bring about a ceasefire and hostage deal to at least temporarily end the 10-month Israel-Hamas war in Gaza, has ended without a final agreement. But the official, who spoke on the condition of anonymity, says talks will continue at lower levels in the coming days in an effort to bridge remaining gaps. The official said the lower-level working teams will remain in Cairo to meet with mediators from the U.S., Qatar, and Egypt in hopes of addressing remaining disagreements. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has condemned a massive Russian overnight attack on Ukraine that involved over 100 missiles and about 100 drones. Russia battered much of Ukraine with scores of missiles and drones that officials say killed four people, injured more than a dozen, and damaged energy facilities. President Zelensky described the latest attacks as vile. The barrage of over 100 missiles and a similar number of drones began around midnight and continued until dawn Monday in what appeared to be Russia's biggest onslaught in weeks. Ukraine's Air Force said swarms of Russian drones fired at eastern, northern, southern, and central regions of Ukraine and were followed by cruise and ballistic missiles. This is VOA News. A British safety advisor working with a team of Reuters journalists was killed when a Russian missile struck a hotel in the Ukrainian city of Kramatorsk. More from VOA's Tom McNeil.
Ryan Evans was staying at the Hotel Sapphire with colleagues in Ukraine's eastern Donetsk region when it was hit by a Russian missile Saturday night. Two other members of the six-person Reuters crew were hospitalized with injuries. Local officials said the hotel was struck by a ballistic missile, leaving the reporters with blast injuries. Ukraine's eastern Kharkiv region also came under Russian fire, resulting in multiple civilian injuries. In Russia, five people died in Ukrainian shelling in the border region of Belgorod. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The founder and CEO of the messaging social media service Telegram was detained at a Paris airport Saturday on an arrest warrant alleging his platform had been used for money laundering, drug trafficking, and other offenses like possession and distribution of child sexual abuse content. Pavel Durov is a dual citizen of France and Russia. He and Telegram said Monday they complied with all laws and have nothing to hide. Western governments had often criticized Telegram for a lack of content moderating. It's a big issue for the future of the Internet and social apps. Seth Schachner, the managing director of Strat Americas, a Los Angeles-based consultant that helps clients with media and technology partnerships, told VOA's International Edition the question here was how much responsibility do social media platforms have for monitoring the activity on their networks and how can they be regulated?
The issue is that these are enormous networks. They're not newspapers, per se, or I think media, per se, as you and I would understand it, whether it's The Voice of America or The Washington Post. And, you know, there is a little bit of a balance there in terms of giving them liberty and not crushing them. But I'm a firm believer that you do need to moderate content on your networks.
As the Paralympics get underway in Paris, swimmer Ali Truitt is making her debut in the Games a year after losing her lower leg in a shark attack while snorkeling. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Last year, after graduating Yale, where she was on the swim team, Truitt was in Turks and Caicos snorkeling when a shark attacked.
Pretty quickly, it had my leg in its mouth, and the next thing I knew, it had bitten off on my foot and part of my leg.
Truitt says recovery was hard, as was the road to the Paralympics.
I was feeling really fearful of the water because at that point, the last time I had heard the sound of water, I was swimming for my life. But it was important for me to fight for the things that I could reclaim because some of what I lost, I'm never getting back.
I'm Julie Walker.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.